我哋首先做一个低头祈祷先，好冇？亲爱嘅巴父神，我哋今日安静喺你自己嘅脚前。
We calm ourselves before you.
求你自己亲自施恩俾每一个。
We pray that you have mercy before all of us.
特别讲嘅。
Especially the speaker.
翻译嘅。
Translator.
同埋你自己嘅儿女。
And your children and your sisters.
主耶稣，我向你恳求。
I pray for you, Lord.
求你真理嘅圣灵
，that the Holy Spirit
充满你自己嘅仆人
，fills your servant
讲嘅
，and the speaker
翻译嘅
，translator
同感一灵
，will be filled as well.
听嘅都明白你自己嘅说话
，and those that are listening will understand.
我哋更重要嘅唔单止系晓得我哋明白我哋所听见嘅道理
，and the most important is not only to understand it.
更重要就係將我哋所聽見嚟行出嚟
，but to also display it and act upon it，
嚟討你嘅喜悅
，to please you，
奉耶穌基督聖名而求
，in Jesus' name，
阿門
，Amen。
我唔知道你睇呢個嘅馬太福音十八章二十一節至到三十五節，你有啲咩感覺
？I don't know what you guys were feeling when you read Matthew chapter 18, 21 to 35。
當人得罪你嘅時候。
When someone does something illfully towards you,
你會覺得係好難饒恕佢。
You'll find it hard to forgive them.
我就希望咧，你就留心聽今日呢篇嘅道。
I hope that you will listen carefully to this sermon.
譬如話
，For example,
如果人得罪你嘅時候
，If one commits a sin against you,
人哋嚟到你面前求你饒恕嘅時候。
And they come before you and ask for your forgiveness.
你应该系点样嚟回应呢个嘅要求咧
？How should you respond to his request?
好，我哋睇下，我哋应该点样学习呢个功课
？Let's learn from this passage.
第廿一节，请听我读。
Verse 21.
那时彼得进前来对耶稣说：主啊，我嘅弟兄得罪我，我当饶恕佢几多次咧？到七次可以吗
？Then Peter came to Jesus and asked.Lord, how many times shall I forgive my brother when he sins up against me? Up to seven times?
按照人嘅標準，人哋得罪你，你饒恕佢七次，呢個人咧已經按住佢自己人嘅標準嚟睇咧，已經係達到好高嘅標準，好高嘅境界啦。
According to human standards, forgiving someone up to seven times is already very high for us.
唔好講咩嘢啊！如果一個人得罪你兩次，你已經唔同佢講嘢啦，點解仲饒恕佢啊
？Even if someone were to sin against us twice, we wouldn't even want to talk to them anymore, let alone forgive them.
你睇下耶穌點樣回答
？Let's see how Jesus responds.
廿二節
，verse 22。
耶穌話：我對你説，唔係七次，那係七十個七次。
Jesus answered, "I tell you not seven times, but 70 times seven times."
七十個七次係咩意思啊？
What does 77 times mean?
七乘七十即係四百九十次。
Seven times 70 is 490 times.
咁即係話你數咯啊！人哋得罪你，你就數咯喎，一次。
So then you count when someone sins against you.
兩次。
Two times.
三次。
Three times.
去到二十次嗰陣時，怕自己記唔得啦。
When you reach up to 20, you're going to be scared that you forget.
跟住寫喺簿度啦。
And then write it down on a notepad.
咁啊，廿一次。
And 21.
廿二次。
22.
去到四百七七四九四百九十，即係四百啊？四百九十。四百九十點啊？你係咪氧氣唔夠呢度
？Pastor John can't
七乘七十七啊？呢家真係遲鈍咗好多啊！你嘅。誒，我以前數學噶，我全部攞 A 嘅，話俾你聽。呢家去咗白痴啊，去咗七十乘七，即係四百九十。四百九十咧，我去到四百八十九次，你話啊，呢家得啦，四百八十九啦，主，你睇到啦，四百八十九啦。
So when I reach, when I forgive him up to 489 times, I can say to the Lord, I've forgiven this guy 489 times.Only one more time.
佢再嚟多一次，我再饒恕佢一次，跟住咧四百九十一我就唔饒恕噶啦。
When he sins against me 491 times, I can say that I don't need to forgive him anymore.
究竟耶穌咁講話七十嘅七次係咪咁嘅意思咧？
Is that what Jesus means when he says 70 times 7 times?
主耶穌所講七十嘅七次，意思即係話，無論弟兄得罪你幾多次，只要佢嚟到你面前求你饒恕，你就要饒恕佢，唔係同佢數，唔係同佢計算。
The meaning when Jesus says 70 times 7 times is that whenever any person comes up to you and asks for forgiveness, you should always forgive them. It's not a matter of forgiving them 490 times.
我知道你點樣諗啊，我知道。
I know what you guys are thinking.
我相信你諗嘅即係好似我以前初初信主嘅時候。
I hope what you're thinking is kind of like what I was thinking when I first believed in Christ.
我話哇，主啊，這個要求咧實在係太高啦。
I was saying to Jesus that this requirement is too high for me.
完全人先可以做得到。
Only a superhuman man can do it.
唔係 superhuman, perfect man.
Only a perfect man can do it.
啊，懶醒喎喺度啊！我饒恕你。OK. 。Good. 嗰啲阿 Joyce 啊，學嘢啦。佢 local born 㗎佢 ，right? 好嘢啊！話俾聽，我話俾聽啊，後生仔識得講廣東話。將來呢度加拿大冇工做，隨時翻香港都得噶 ，right？ 不過翻香港唔能夠做仔褲啊。
Yeah。
我講到邊度啊
？Forgiving standards。
啊 ？OK， 係。你話哇呢句説話係完全人先做得到嘅啫，我唔係完全人，所以我唔使睇嘅。
Well, you can think that when Jesus says it's only a perfect man can do this, and since I'm not perfect, I don't have to do this.
但後來我信咗主之後，我自己開始睇聖經。
After I believed in Christ, I started reading the Bible.
我繼續睇落去嘅時候
，and as I continued to read,
我發覺原來一個基督徒
，I realized that a Christian.
任何一個弟兄嚟到你面前求你饒恕嘅時候
，if any brother or sister comes up to you and asks for your forgiveness,
你都要饒恕佢。
You must forgive him.
因為如果你唔饒恕佢嘅時候
，because if you don't,
天父都唔饒恕你。
Jesus Christ will not forgive you.
哇！我睇到呢一點嘅時候，呢個唔係完全人唔完全人個問題啊，呢個係你肯唔肯去做，你願唔願意做問題，呢個係生死嘅問題啊！我即刻話啊，主啊，我做得到啦。如果你講話哇，呢個係完全標準太高啊，與我冇關係啊，你根本離開呢個嘅道理啊，你唔得救啊！明明我講什麼東西啊？呢個唔係完全唔完全嘅問題啊，呢個係主嘅要求嘅問題啊。
And when I realized this, when I read more on the Bible, and I realized that it was not a matter of being a perfect man or an imperfect man. It's a matter of being able to forgive your brother and sister so that the Lord can forgive you, so you can have eternal life.
我想做一個調查嚇，問一問有冇係父母得罪你嘅？唔該你舉舉手。
I want to do a survey to see if there's any people out here that had their parents
父母得罪你嘅
sin against them or make you mad.
哇、okay. From your point of view, okay, wow. Oh. 兄姊妹得罪你嘅，举举手。
Any brothers or sisters have sinned against you? Raise your hand.
兄姊妹得罪你 ，okay? 上个星期。
Last week.
有一對夫婦因為病咗，本來係領詩嘅。
We had a brother that was supposed to do the hymns inspiration, but he got sick.
但林牧師咧就唔知道係咁嘅事情。
But I didn't know that was the reason.
有另外一個弟兄咧叫做阿 Ray。
His other brother named Ray.
佢翻到嚟嘅時候咧，人哋見到佢識做電腦，咁啊即刻捉佢喺個電腦個台叫佢做。
And when we saw him, we realized that he knew computers. So when we saw him, we grabbed him and asked him.
我喺表面睇咧，就睇到佢啱啱嚟就即刻去做。
And my perspective seemed like that he just got here and started to help.
我就喺眾人面前同阿 Ray 講，我話 Ray 啊，你要第日早啲嚟去搞電腦。
And I said in front of the congregation that next time Ray should come earlier.
阿 Ray 翻到屋企好谷氣。
And he went home and was very sad.
佢話俾佢太太聽。
Told his wife.
星期三佢太太同我講。
On Wednesday in prayer meeting, he came and told me.
佢話林牧師啊
，Pastor John.
我丈夫阿 Ray 本來唔係編排佢做嘅，不過咧佢嚟到冇人做，所以佢去做。
And let me know that Ray wasn't responsible for the computer, but since he came and they needed help, they asked for his help.
我知道我得罪了这个弟兄。
And I realized that I had made a mistake.
得罪他,
sinned against him.
Right? 那我就当天晚上我打电话给他，我向他道歉。
So then I called Ray and I apologized to him.
那Ray跟我说, Pastor Lam, we love you.
And he said to me, Pastor Lam, we love you.
那我听见这句话，我知道神是会祝福这个家庭。
And when I heard this, I realized that God would bless the family.
马太福音第五章第七节。
Matthew chapter 5, verse 7.
怜恤人的人有福了，因为他必蒙怜恤。
Matthew chapter 5, verse 7. Blessed are the merciful, for they will be shown mercy.
很多时候我们看东西是看表面。
A lot of times when we look at things, we look only at the outward appearance.
我们做了一个决定。
And we make a judgment.
得罪了一个弟兄。
And sin against a brother.
得罪了一个姊妹。
Or sister. We always do these poor judgments. When we realize that we make them the wrong
thing,
we must humble ourselves
来到弟兄面前,
and come before the brother or sister
求他饶恕,
and ask for his forgiveness.
求他怜恤你,
ask for his forgiveness and mercy.
他不单止怜恤我,
and not only did he forgive me,
他说, 牧师我们爱你,
he said that he loved me.
我听到很感动。
When I heard this, I was touched. And I prayed for this family. I prayed to this family according to Matthew 5, verse 7.
圣经说,
the Bible says, blessed are the merciful.
因为当你怜恤人的时候,
because when they are merciful, God will also be merciful towards us.
所以我说,
so I said, Jesus,
求你纪念他这句话,
please remember him.
将来他有得罪你的地方,
and in the future, if he has sinned against you,
他求你怜恤的时候,
and he asks for your forgiveness,
求你同样怜恤他,
forgive him as he has forgiven me.
并且对他说, what? 并且对他说, on top of that, you're going to
on top of that,
你跟他说,
say to him,
我也爱你,
I love you.
因为我们种什么东西,
because whatever we bear,
我们就收什么东西,
that's what we will reap.
明白吗?
Understand?
人种是什么,收的也是什么,神是轻慢不得的。
Whatever we reap, we reap whatever we sow.
所以求神帮助我们,
so we should ask for God's help.
种一些善良的果子,
to bear some good fruits.
好,我们回来看,
and we'll go back and look at
再看多一个这个真理。 第一,我们学这个真理就是说, 这个不是只是对完全人的要求。 这个的要求,饶恕人七十的七次,无数次的饶恕,这个是天父对每一个儿女的要求。
This isn't a request only to be carried out by a perfect man, but it's a request that God expects any man to fulfill.
你不能够说,因为我不是完全人,所以我不用做这件事。
You can't say, because I'm not a perfect man, you disregard this.
任何人不做这件事情的时候,
any man that doesn't do this,
是看35节,
should look at verse 35.
你们各人若不从心里饶恕你的弟兄,我天父也要这样待你,我都不饶恕你。你不饶恕人,天父说我又不饶恕你。
Matthew chapter 18, verse 35 says, this is how my heavenly Father will treat each of you unless you forgive your brother from your heart.
如果我们不饶恕弟兄,
if we do not forgive others,
天父也都不饶恕我们,
Jesus will not forgive us.
如果我饶恕弟兄,
however, if we forgive others,
天父也饶恕我,
the Lord will forgive us as well. If you understand this verse, how would you not want to forgive others?
明白我意思啊?
Does that make sense?
明白我意思啊? 因为圣经说没有义人,
because the Bible says,
没有义人, there's no righteous man.
There's no righteous man.
没有行善的, 行善,知道什么叫行善啊?
No.
Huh?
No.
Do good.
Oh, there's no good?
Yeah.
There's no good?
My there's no good. There's no good. 很close. 没人 do good.
There's no one that does good.
没行善的,没义人的,没好人,全世界个个都是罪人。
Because there's no perfect man and no man that only does good, the entire world is full of sinners.
但我告诉你,即是我们呢,有时多些跟父母聊天,如果父母跟你讲中文,你有福了,为什么呢?你不知道这个好处,将来你出去做事, 人哋睇見你土生仔講英文講到冇走音，突然間識講中文又冇走音，人哋另眼相看啊！哇，點解呢個人咁叻嘅？你睇下 Galen， right？ Galen is very good， right？
So we should be thankful when we talk to our parents and they talk to us in Chinese。
話俾聽啊，學嘢啊 ，OK？ 你家你未知道學中文有咩咁重要啊？四分之一嘅人口係中國人啊，仲要學埋國語添嘛？話俾聽。
That's why it's good to know Cantonese and even Mandarin。
我以前啊，我啊1990年嘅時候，神呼召我，我太太都問我一個問題：加拿大都有神學院啫，點解走去紐約去讀神學啦？後來我先明白點解神要去紐約讀神學。
So when God called me to be his to do something for him, I wanted to move to New York.
因為美國所有嘅教會啊，全部係講國語嘅。
Because all the churches in New York all speak Mandarin.
好多係台灣人嘅。
A lot of them are Taiwanese.
台灣人啊，同你講嘢，佢唔同你講中文啊，佢同你講國語。
When Taiwanese people talk to you, they don't talk to you in Cantonese, they talk to you in Mandarin.
哇！我個開始嗰陣時候好痛苦啊，真係。
When I first started, it was very painful.
啊！呢家我先知道原來點解要學國語。
And now I realize why it's so important for me to learn Mandarin.
原來要傳福音俾國語人啊。
So I can preach the word to Mandarin.
我諗都諗唔到啊。
I never would have thought of this.
Okay, 求神幫助我哋啊！越難嘅東西，我哋越去學啦。呢個饒恕人嘅東西係好難嘅。你饒恕咗之後啊，你諗都諗唔到啊！將來主見你話 ，Hannah， 因為人哋得罪你，你饒恕佢。好啦，我呢個饒恕你啦，咁你就 happy 啦。啱唔啱啊
？Anytime God tells us to do something, we should do it because in further along the road, then we realize why it's so beneficial to us, and that's why Hannah should forgive people.
任何一個兒女覺得自己得罪父母嘅，唔該你舉舉手。
There any people that feel that they have sinned against their parents? Raise your hands.
Hannah， 你冇舉手，舉緊啦，佢舉緊啦，你舉緊啦，佢正話舉得好快啊，知唔知啊？呢個就係我哋呢個人嘅本相啊！人哋得罪我啊，我即刻知道啊，我得罪人要諗到好耐，要舉緊，舉緊，舉緊。
So as Hannah is our example, when we asked if anyone has sinned against her, she rose her hand really quick. But when we asked if she had sinned against anyone, she didn't raise her hand or raised her hand slowly.
She said
she's thinking.
I'll
tell you another example.
The second.
如果
主同你讲任何一个人得罪你，嚟到你面前求你饶恕嘅时候，你要饶恕佢70次。如果佢对你有咁嘅要求，你估下主耶稣会唔会咁样嚟对你
？If the Lord says that anytime a brother comes up to you and asks for forgiveness and you should forgive him 77 times, what do you think will happen if you were to ask the Lord to forgive you？
佢会唔会饶恕你77次？
Will he only forgive you 70 times 7 times?
他这样要求彼得去这样做，你估他自己会不会做给你看？
If he requests Peter to do this, do you think that he will also act out on this as well?
你记不记得在这个路加福音23章？
Do you remember in Luke chapter 23?
23章第45节好像是。
Luke chapter 23 verse 45?
Yeah, 路加福音。23章，當時有兩個罪犯同耶穌基督一同同釘十字架。23章43節。
23:43。
當呢個罪犯向耶穌求嘅時候，佢話：耶穌話，你德國降臨嘅時候，你德國降臨嘅時候，第42節，23章42節。
Luke。Chapter 23, verse 42. Then he said, Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom. When you enter your kingdom, please remember me. And what that means is that this criminal that's hung beside Jesus, asking him for his for Jesus' forgiveness for all the sins that he's committed.
我相信呢個罪犯與耶穌同釘十字架呢個罪犯，佢得罪主嘅地方唔止係490次。
And I believe that this criminal that's nailed beside Jesus didn't only commit sin against Jesus 490
times.
If we were to literally write down how many times we've sinned against Jesus in one day, it would exceed 490 times, let alone his lifetime.
明白我意思啊?
Does that make sense?
看耶稣怎么回答他?
Let's see how Jesus responded.
43节,
Verse 43.
耶稣对他说, 我实在告诉你,今日你要和我在乐园里了。
Jesus answered him, I tell you the truth, today you will be with me in paradise.
所以耶稣对任何的门徒有这样的要求的时候,耶稣在十字架做给我看。
So even this request that Jesus has for his disciples, he proves it and acts upon it even when he's on the cross.
你睇见耶稣讲呢句说话好似轻描淡写，好简单，好容易饶恕佢。我实在告诉你，今日你就同我喺乐园里边，即是话你嘅罪咧全部饶恕晒啦，所以咧你可以上天堂啦。讲起上嚟就好似好容易做。
Even when we read this and Jesus is on the cross, he says this as if it's easy and simple, and that all this criminal's sins are erased, and that he will live in heaven with Jesus.
But if you 这个强盗在几小时之前曾经指着主说，如果你是基督，你是神的儿子，你救你自己，救我们吧，藐视他，明白吗？还去骂耶稣。过了一两小时之后，骂完你就求你饶恕。你说，正话你明白我的？你明白我意思啊？
And if you read in the earlier verses, you'll realize that this criminal is actually the one that said, tested God and mocked him and asked him that if you really are the king, you should save us and save yourself from the cross. And then a couple moments later, he's asking for Jesus' forgiveness after mocking him. Hannah, if... Hannah, if someone has sinned against you, would you forgive him?
记住啦,
he
hooks
up. You're not on silent treatment anymore.
他不跟你握手啊? Okay. 为什么不跟你握手? 这个会跟你握手。如果他自己亲密啱呢? 哇! 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 真的。 Oh, what can I say? Oh. 嗱，我话俾你听啊， 呢个强盗得罪咗主耶稣， 后来当佢发现自己错咗，得罪咗主， 同耶稣讲， 当你个国降临嘅时候， 求你纪念佢， 佢果然，耶稣果然话， 今日你同我喺乐园里边。 哇，呢个真系， 即系我睇见耶稣， 耶稣喺 马太福音18章的教导， 18章22节， 而跟着在路加福音23章43节， 做给我看。 哇， 我觉得这个主是伟大的主宰， 伟大的主宰， 是佩服的。
So this criminal that just mocked Jesus, when he realized that he is wrong, he humbles himself and asks for Jesus' forgiveness, and asks that Jesus will remember him when he goes up into heaven. And Jesus says, Jesus forgives him. And so when I go back to Matthew chapter 18 and verse 22, and when it says Jesus asks us and tells us, instructs his disciple to forgive others. And then in Luke chapter 23, verse 43, Jesus forgives this criminal, then it really shows us that Jesus does what he says.
我们有没有在两夫妇里面拗叫的时候，到了夜晚黑，仍然是冷战，不跟他聊天，过了第二天之后，仍然好像不认识他，有没有这样啊？
Are there any families here who are mad at each other overnight, and then the next day they are still mad?
圣经怎么说法啊?
What does the Bible say?
圣经说到六点钟之后，就不可以再含露，到六点钟晚上之后就立刻要饶恕，是不是啊?
The Bible says that when the sun sets that you should forgive others and forget all the sins committed.
记住啊, 如果到六點鐘之後你仍然饒恕，突然間你心臟病死咗，哈！我問你啦，你估你上唔上到天堂？
And if 6 p.m. Root comes and you still have not forgiven the brother or sister, and then you suddenly have a heart attack and die, do you think you're going to enter heaven?
怎样啊?
What do you think, Hannah?
你不饶恕人到六点钟之后都还是不饶恕，含怒到日落，被魔鬼留地步，突然间心脏病死了，你觉得你得不得救？八点钟激啊？如果八点钟激你的时候已经过了六点钟，即刻饶恕。
So if your dad sins against you at 8, you should forgive him right away.
你不要做梦啊 ！Right？ 你第二日嗰时候你未必醒到，咁咪点搞啊 ？Right？ 嗱，所以叫我哋学啊，学一啲功课啊。
So we should learn from this.
我再讲，怜恤人嘅人有福啦，因为佢必蒙怜恤。
To forgive someone, they will be blessed for they are merciful.
我哋再翻转头。
We go back.
马太福音。
Matthew.
十八章。
Chapter 18.
耶稣讲咗呢样嘢。
After Jesus says this.
去到十字架又做俾我哋睇。
And when he's on the cross, yeah, he performs this for us.
又跟住讲一个比喻俾我哋听。
And he tells us a parable.
呢个比喻就系天国嘅第八个比喻。
And this parable is the eighth parable.
喺第23节嘅旁边，你写低 number 8。
And beside of verse 23, you should write at number 8.
这个就是天国第八个的比喻。
This is the kingdom of heaven's eighth parable.
天国第八个比喻，即是在哪个之后啊？
The kingdom of heaven's eighth parable is after which one?
即是在天国的比喻第七个比喻之后。
Which is after the parable number 7.
第七个比喻说什么啊？
What does the parable number 7 say?
第四十七节。
Matthew chapter 13, verse 47.
至到五十节。
To verse 50.
我先读广东话。
Oh, first reading Cantonese.
天国又好像网撒在海里面，聚拢各样的水族，网既然满了，人就拉上岸来，坐下拣好的收在器皿里，将不好的丢弃了。世界的末了也要这样，天使要出来从义人中把恶人分别出来，丢在火炉里，在那里必要哀哭切齿。
Matthew chapter 13 verse 47 says, 250, Once again, the kingdom of heaven is like a net that was let down into the lake and caught all kinds of fish. When it was full, the fishermen pulled it up on the shore. Then they sat down and collected the good fish in baskets, but threw the bad away. This is how it will be at the end of the age. The angels will come and separate the wicked from the righteous.And throw them into the fiery furnace, where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth.
48节我再讲。
Verse 48, I'll repeat.
这个渔夫坐起来。
This fisherman that pulls up the net.
拣好的。
And chooses the good fish.
收在器皿里面。
And keeps the good fish in the containers.
将不好的丢弃了。
And throws away the bad fish.
天国的第八个比喻。
The parable number 8.
就讲什么是好的。
Tells us what is good. What is a good fish?
好嘅系点样呢？
What qualities a good fish has?
人哋得罪你。
Someone sins against you.
你就饶恕佢。
You'll forgive them.
好像天父饶恕你。
Just like Jesus will forgive us.
呢个就系好嘅。
This is a good quality.
呢啲将来会收喺器皿里边。
This is the good fish that will be stored in the container.
呢啲将来会进天国。
And these will enter the kingdom of heaven.
乜嘢系唔好嘅咧？
What is not good?
乜嘢系掉咗咧？
What fish is thrown away?
乜嘢掉喺火湖里边咧？
And thrown to the fiery furnace.
乜嘢系哀哭切齿咧？
And there'll be weeping and gnashing of teeth.
乜嘢系恶人咧？
What is a bad person?
就系人哋得罪佢。
Is a person that is sinned against.
佢唔肯饶恕人。
And does not forgive the others.
唔肯饶恕人嘅人。
Those that do not forgive others.
会受到唔蒙怜悯嘅审判。
Will suffer the punishment.
Suffer punishment of.Merciless
of merciless Christ.
雅各书
Acts.
雅各书就系 James.
James, sorry.
雅各书第二章
James,
第十三节
Chapter 2, verse 13.
因为那不怜悯人嘅，也要受无怜悯嘅审判。 怜悯人原是向审判跨城。
For judgment is without mercy to one who has shown no mercy. Mercy triumphs over judgment.
任何一个人
any person
不怜悯人
that doesn't forgive another
不肯去饶恕人
and doesn't have show mercy
这个人将来面对神的时候
when this person is before God one day
他又要受到无怜悯的审判
no mercy will be shown towards him.
所以雅各他结束的时候他这么说So、他说怜悯原是向审判跨城
Because judgment without mercy will be shown to anyone who has not been merciful. Mercy triumphs over judgment.
你想将来他们到神面前蒙神怜悯吗
In the future, when you see the Lord Christ, do you want him to be merciful towards you?
你一定要去怜悯人
You'll have to show merciful
mercy to others. 所以原来基督徒啊，怜悯人啊，是一定要做的。
So a Christian,
是你没得选择的
a Christian has to show mercy towards another. There is no choice.
明白我意思啊?
Does that make sense?
Okay. 好,我再回头,马太福音。
We'll go back to Matthew.
第十八章。
Chapter 18.
第二十三节。
Verse 23.
耶稣说你的第八个比喻是什么呢?
What does Jesus say about the eighth parable?
天国好像一个王要和他的仆人算账，即是话咧，神国里边咧一定会有审判嘅。
Therefore, the kingdom of heaven is like a king who wanted to settle accounts with the servants. What this means is that in heaven there will be a judgment.
第廿四节
，verse 24。
才算账嘅时候，有人带一个欠咗1,000,000 银子嘅嚟。
As he began the settlement.A man who owed him 10,000 talents was brought to him.
第二十五节，因为佢欠咗一千万，欠乜太多钱啦，佢没有什么偿还之物。主人咧就吩咐咧，把呢个欠一千万嘅人啦，把佢啊、佢嘅妻子啊、佢嘅儿子啊，同埋佢一切所有嘅都要变卖嚟偿还呢啲钱。
And because of the servant's debt was too great, the master ordered that he, his wife, and his children, all that he had, be sold to repay the debt.
廿六节
，verse 26。
我相信呢个人系基督徒。
I believe that this servant is a Christian.
但呢个基督徒咧，晓得去神系怜悯人嘅。
咩啊？
呢个基督徒啊，明白神系怜悯嘅。
Oh, but this Christian understands and knows that Jesus is merciful.
所以咧，佢第廿六节咧记载咧，呢个仆人咧就跪喺度俯伏嚟拜呢个嘅王，拜呢个审判佢嘅主。佢话：主啊，宽容我。将来咧，我都要偿还。
And with this knowledge, the servant falls on his knees and begs, "Be patient with me," he begged, "and I will pay back everything."
嗱，停喺度吓，睇呢句说话有啲咩问题
？Let's take a break here.
佢晓得去俯伏喺主嘅面前嚟拜主，呢个系适当嘅态度。
So first he humbles himself and bows down before Christ.
呢个系个 right attitude.
This is the right attitude.
第二。他称呼这个审判他的是主，亦都是适当。
And the fact that he acknowledges that he is Christ, that's also right.
第三呢，他要求主宽容他。
Third thing he does right is he asks God to be patient with him and have mercy.
但他讲一样嘢咧系唔对嘅。
But he says one thing that does not match with the rest.
他话将来我都要还清。
He says, and I will pay back everything.
你估他可唔可以将来还得清啊？
Do you think that he is able to repay all his debts?
Hannah, 你估你争你父母嗰啲债啊？你估你还唔还得清先
？Hannah, do you think all the things that your parents have given you? Do you think you'll be able to repay all of that? No.
No. Getting better now. Getting better and better now, right? That you have a sense of understanding now. Okay. 我话俾你听。冇一个儿女啊，能够喺父母面前或者喺神面前啊，我欠父母嘅债啊，我还清晒啊。
No child can say before their parents or the God that he or she has repaid all his debts.
所以点解圣经讲话你唔孝顺父母啊，系会短命就咁解啊
？That's why it says in the Bible that if you don't respect your parents, you will have a short life.
如果你想喺地上有长寿
，If you want to live a long life,
想得福气。
Attain blessings.
你一定要孝顺父母啊
You must respect your parents.
明白吗
Understand?
好，我再翻转头啦。呢个人咧，佢话 將來我都要還清，你寬容我啦，俾我時間啦。
And the servant says, give me some time, be patient with me, and I will repay everything.
嗱，記住我講啊，26節啊，最後嗰句説話，將來我都要還清啊，呢句説話係假嘅説話嚟嘅。
Remember that on
verse 26. 好甜，但係假嘅。
Remember that on verse 26, the last statement that he makes, although it is a sweet statement, it's fake.
27節。
Verse 27.
那仆人嘅主人就動咗慈心。
The servant's master took pity on him.
呢個主人聽見佢咁嘅説話動慈心，你估聽見邊句説話動慈心啊？
This master who took a pity on him, what statement do you think he took pity on?
將來我都要還清呢句説話，還是話寬容我呢句説話？
The one where he says he will pay back everything, or the one where he begs for him to have mercy and be patient?
聽啦，邊句説話係使到佢動咗慈心啊？寬容我啊！呢句説話，還是話我將來要還清啊 ？Patient 呢句説話。
So okay. The servant's master takes pity on the servant because he asked for his patience.
嗱，學嘢啦喎。
Let's learn from this.
學嘢啦喎。如果你有啲嘢做完又做，做完又做，都係時時都做錯嘅時候，你就求對方點樣啊 ？Have patience on me， 求主點樣啊？寬容我，忍耐我，啱唔啱啊？唔好話我將來會改到啊！
Let's learn from
我將來還清曬俾你啊！明白嗎？
Let's learn from this. If we were to do something and continually do it wrong for someone, we shouldn't say, I'll get it right one time. Instead, we should ask for his patience.
27節。
Verse 27.
那個仆人嘅主人動咗慈心。
The servant's master takes pity on him.
然後點樣啊？把佢釋放了。
And cancels the debt.
本來係要佢賣曬所有嘢，賣曬之後咧，然後先釋放佢。呢家唔使佢賣，就咁釋放佢。
Originally, the master had was going to make the servant sell everything that he had and then let him go. But now he's just letting him go.
包括賣咗佢自己條命，賣咗佢嘅妻子，賣咗佢嘅兒女，同賣曬所有嘅財物。
That included selling his life, selling his wife and his children, and all that he had.
因為佢欠主係一千萬銀子，係太多啦。
Because he owed the master too much, 10,000 talents.
佢知道賣曬自己，賣埋妻子，賣埋兒女，賣埋財物都還唔清嘅。
He knows that even if he sold everything, he wouldn't be able to repay the debt.
所以求主寬容。
So he asked for patience and mercy.
佢將來都要還清，其實將來永遠都還唔清。
And he says that I will pay back everything, but in reality, he won't be able to.
佢自己知道。
He knows this.
主也知道。
And Jesus knows this.
所以主咁样讲法。
So he says,
你欠我嘅一千万银子，我免了你嘅债，我唔使你还，因为你还唔到，我唔使你还。
All the debts that you owed me, I will cancel it because you can't even repay it.
28节。
Verse 28.
那仆人出去啦。
And the servant leaves.
欢欢喜喜出去啦，梗系。
He leaves happily.
冇债一声轻。
He doesn't owe anything.
突然间变咗财主咯。因为本来欠人嘅嘢，呢家冇欠啦，变咗财主咯，啱唔啱啊？人有钱就点样啊 ？Hello， 人有钱系点样啊？骄傲啦，睇下啦。
So when a man is he used to be a man in debt, but now that he has no debt, he has money and he becomes arrogant.
神系阻挡骄傲嘅人。
And the Lord blocks out arrogant people.
神系施恩俾谦卑嘅人。
And he gives blessings to those that are humble.
呢个人冇债一声轻嘅时候
，when this servant no longer has debt，
就骄傲起嚟
，his arrogance comes out，
忘记几分钟之前
，and forgets what had happened just a couple minutes earlier。
佢跪喺个主面前
，when he begs in front of Jesus，
恳求主
，and begs him for his patience，
恳求宽容
，and mercy。
到出咗嚟之后
，and then when he leaves，
冇债一声轻。
No, he has no more debt.
佢就遇见一个人欠佢咩？遇见佢一个同伴。
He meets one of his servants.
欠佢十两嘅银子。
Who only owed him 100 denarii.
净系十两嘅银子。
Only 100 denarii.
十两嘅银子系几多咧？一个 denarii 就系一日嘅工资，100嘅工资即系欠佢三个月嘅薪水。
So this servant. Oh, this servant owes him 3 days?
3 months.
Oh, 3 months of work.
一個 denarii 係 one day wages， OK？
One denarii is one day's wage。
所以一百日嘅工資。
So 100 denarii。
但係佢欠主人係一千萬。
But this servant had owned his master 10,000 talents。
哇！呢個人啊，抽住佢，稱起佢。
And the servant grabs him。
合住佢個頸，哇！好似真要碾死佢一樣。
And chokes him almost as if to kill him。
主對佢冇咁樣咁對佢嘅。
The Lord didn't have this reaction toward
him. 主冇抽住佢。
The Lord didn't grab him.
冇合住佢喉嚨。
Or choke him.
捉佢。
Or choke him.
主冇咁樣做。
The Lord didn't do this.
但佢咁樣做，咁樣對佢個同伴。
However, the servant does this to his.
跟住佢同佢同伴講。
And tells him.
你把所欠我嘅呢個十兩銀子還清俾我。
This 100 denarii that you owe me, you better pay back.
29節。
Verse 29.
佢個同伴就當佢係主一樣。俯伏喺佢嘅面前。
And this servant falls down on his knees as if he is the Lord and begs him.
而且係央求佢。
And begs him.
寬容我吧。
To be patient with me.
將來我必償還。
And I will pay you back.
我呃主嘅嘢你呃我，我知道我呃主啫。你而家你呃我，岂有此理？你明白嗎？
Basically, he's, he's thinking that the tactic that he used with his master, and now you're trying to use that tactic back on me.
嗱，記住啊，主動咗慈心，唔係因為佢話將來我還清啊。主動咗慈心，因為佢係咩啊？主啊，求你寬容我啊。
And remember, remember that the Lord took pity on that servant, not because he said he will pay everything back, but because he asked for his patience and mercy.
因為佢知道佢同主講呢句説話係假嘅，所以聽到之後佢知道你又呃我，我呃主啫嘛，你呃我，明白嗎？
And so when the servant hears the man who's saying that he will pay everything back, he thinks, well, I tricked the Lord, and now you're trying to trick me?
所以呢，这个人听到他这么说，将来我必定还清，他不肯啊，因为他知道怎样啊，你将来不可能还清的，你现在要还。
So when his servant tells him that he will pay everything back, he knows it's a lie, because, and so he knows that it's a lie, and he knows that he won't be able to pay him all back.
所以呢，就将他怎样啊，下在监里面。
So he throws him into jail.
等佢還清咗所欠嘅債。
Until he could pay the debt.
欠幾多啊？十兩銀子啫喎。
How much does he owe? Only 100 denarii.
但主赦免咗佢幾多啊
？But the Lord relieved his debt of how much?
一千萬銀子。
10,000 talents.
嚇，停喺度啦。
Let's stop here.
你知道呢個收場咯。
So you know the result of this.
別人欠你十兩銀子。
That servant that owed him only 100 denarii.
但你欠住一千萬銀子。
But you owe the Lord 10,000.
我想請問你。
I want to ask you.
你唔饒恕呢十兩銀子，將來你一千萬銀子，你要還翻俾佢。
If you don't forgive or if you don't relieve this man's 100 denarii debt, you'll have to repay the 10,000 debt with God.
嗱，停喺度啊！好多基督徒啊，無知啊，佢話咩啊？我一次得救，永遠得救。这个主人已经怎样啊？这个主人已经宽容了我。
There's a lot of Christians that think that once you believe in God, you're going to be saved once and for all.
他觉得他自己得到主的宽容。
This servant thought that he
the Lord has patience on him already.
The Lord has patience on him already, so therefore he will have patience for the rest of his life.
他也都怎样啊？他也都得了释放了。
And then the Lord has already canceled his debt, so he has no debt.
他的债已经免了。自由人啦。
He's a free man. He doesn't owe anything.
佢以為佢永遠係自由啦。
And he thinks that he will always be free.
停喺度啊。
Stop here.
你嘅自由係 as long as 你釋放其他人。你嘅自由係 as long as 你饒恕其他人。你嘅自由係 as long as 你咩啊？寬容其他人嘅債。如果你有一日你唔肯寬容人嘅債，主會 call back 個窿啊，明白嗎？叫你翻翻轉頭。我同你算账啊！你明白呢句说话？你唔敢唔饶恕人？你明唔明我讲什么东西啊？你唔好以为自己一次得救，永远得救啊！呢个例子系点样啊？呢个人唔肯饶恕人十两银子，主叫佢翻翻转头啊！你欠我嘅一百万，你还翻俾我，明唔明我意思啊？你真系明白呢句说话？基督徒唔够胆话我唔饶恕人。Hannah， 你明唔明我讲什么东西啊？哈、啊，呢家你明啦，呢家 ，OK。
However, this man is only free and free from his debt if he continues to forgive others and show others mercy. But if he does not show other mercy and does not forgive others, God can call you back and say that you still owe him 10,000 talents.
有什么证据啊, 林牧师?
What's the proof?
除了你个, 在这个比喻里面, 你讲这句话, 还有什么证据啊?
Other than in this parable, what other proof is there?
马太福音第六章,
Matthew chapter 6.
在主祷文里面, 主教我们怎么祷告?
The Lord teaches us.
第六章第十二节,
Matthew chapter 6, verse 12.
我们祈祷的时候,
He teaches us how to pray.
特别我们得罪神的时候,
especially when we sin against
the 我们这样祈祷,
Lord. We should pray like this.
主啊, Lord, 免我们的债, 如同我们免了人的债,
Lord, forgive us our debts as we have also forgiven our debtors.
我再讲多次,
I'll say this one more time.
主啊, 免我们的债, 如同我们免了人的债,
Lord, forgive us of our debts as we have forgiven the debts of others.
换句说话,
In other words,
主要求我们,
the Lord requests us to,
向祂祷告,
to come before Him
求祂宽容的时候,
and ask for His forgiveness.
主要求我们宽容其他人,
God requests that we forgive others as well.
我们求主释放我们的债, 赦免我们的债, 主说人家欠你的债, 你没有赦免人的债,
when we come before God and ask for Him to cancel our debt, we must make sure that we have canceled the debt that others have on us.
明白我意思啊?
Does that make sense?
換句說話, 如果我去到主面前求主饒恕, 但是我心裡面沒有饒恕, 弟兄或者沒有饒恕姊妹的時候, 是主不會饒恕我的。
In other words, if we have hour to come before the Lord and ask for His forgiveness, but in our heart we have not forgiven others, then the Lord will not forgive us.
主怕我們不明白這句話的重要性。
And the Lord is worried that we will not understand this.
所以第14、15节再讲,
so he says it again in verse 14 and 15.
你们饶恕人的过犯, 你们天父也必饶恕你们的过犯, 你们不饶恕人的过犯, 你们的天父也必饶恕你们的过犯。
For if you forgive men when they sin against you, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you do not forgive men their sins, your Father will not forgive your sins.
明白我说什么东西啊?
Does that make sense?
所以你不能再说, 这个标准太高, 我达到不到。 达到不到, 你都要学这个功课。 为什么? 因为你不去做, 你不学这个功课的时候, 主饶恕了你一切的罪, 他叫你回来, 还回给他。 明白吗?
That's why you can't say that this expectation that God sets is too high, because if one day you go to the Christ and ask for His forgiveness, and you don't forgive others, then He will ask you to repay your debt that you owe Him.
跟你再看多一节经文。
Let's look at another scripture.
等你能够明白到底嗰啲字句系咩意思。 以弗所书,
so that you can understand Ephesians.
第四章,
chapter 4.
以弗所书第四章,
Ephesians chapter 4.
第32节,
verse 32.
保罗被圣灵充满嘅时候, 佢写咁样讲,
and when Paul is filled with the Spirit, he says,
他说并且要以恩慈相待,
do kind to one another,
全怜悯的心,
tender-hearted, forgiving one another,
彼此饶恕,
as God has forgiven us,
正如神在基督里饶恕了你们一样,
as God in Christ forgave you.
看见保罗写这句话, 好像很轻描淡写, 好像说, 哇, 我要你做, 你喜欢就做, 不喜欢就不做, 表面上好像是这样。
It seems like Paul is just writing this in a not serious tone.
但是通常看以弗所书的时候, 这个人一定要看了什么? 马太福音先。
But usually when one studies Ephesians, one should study Matthew beforehand.
明白吗?
Does that make sense?
表面上在这里他说你要做这些做这三样东西，好像说我喜欢就做，不喜欢就不做，明白我意思啊？你喜不喜欢都要做啊？
It seems like when Paul says this, it's up to us whether we want to do it or not do it.
好了，如果我愿意用这个恩慈来待别人的时候，
However, if we use this and continue to forgive others,
你猜神会不会用恩慈来待我？
Do you think God will have mercy on us and forgive us?
第二, 我存怜悯的心来待人的时候, 你猜主会不会怜悯我?
If I'm merciful and forgiveness to others, will God be merciful and forgiveness to us?
我宽恕人的时候，你个主会唔会宽恕我？
If I'm kind and compassionate to others, will God be kind and compassionate to me?
所以明唔明呢句说话嘅意思啊？
Does this make sense?
呢句说话真正嘅意思要翻翻去乜嘢啊？要翻翻去马太福音第6章，马太福音第18章。
To understand the statement fully, you must go to back to Matthew chapter 6 and Matthew chapter 18.
所以你喺呢个三十二节以弗所书第4章32节嘅旁边，你写低几个经文。
So you should write beside Ephesians 4:32.
马太福音第6章。
Matthew chapter 6.
第12节。
Verse 12.
第14节同埋15节。
Verse 14 and 15.
马太福音18章。
And Matthew 18.
35节。
Verse 35. This is how my heavenly Father will treat each of you unless you forgive your brother from your heart.
A lot
of times because we don't understand the real meaning. We don't understand the Bible. When we have sinned against God, we don't even
understand.
When we do this, we are going to hell.
我们自己都不知道,
and we don't even know.
还以为自己一次得救,
and we think that once we are saved, we will always be saved.
我相信这个人啊, 欠主1,000万银子的人啊, 他是一个基督徒。
I believe that this servant that owes his master 10,000 talents is a Christian.
但他是一个无知的基督徒。
But he is a...
无知。
无知?
He's a fool.
A fool.
好吧? Unwise man. 听了主的说话,没去做。
He's heard the word of God, but does not practice it.
他以为只是用口就可以了。
He thinks that he could just please God just by saying it.
求主宽容。
Please have patience.
主动了慈心。
And the Lord takes pity on him.
主释放了他。
Cancels the debt.
主免了他的债。
Cancels his loan.
他以为免了他的债。
And the servant thinks that because the Lord has canceled his loan, his loan is forever canceled.
他不知道,
but he doesn't know
是有一个条件,
that there is a catch.
他条件是什么?
And that requirement is
你要免人家的债,
you must forgive others.
你要对其他动了慈心,
you must take pity on others.
你要释放其他人,
and relieve others' debt.
但他不明白这件事,
but he doesn't understand this.
他以为自己一次得救,
he thinks that once he's saved, he'll forever be saved.
So, 他怎样抽住人家,
so what does he do? He grabs him and chokes him.
然后连着他的喉咙,
and squeezes his throat.
要连死他,
to choke him to death.
虽然他的同伴俯伏在他面前来求他,
even though his servant gets down and begs him,
他不肯,
he doesn't.
不肯宽容,
he doesn't take pity. He doesn't.
竟然把他下监, 没释放人, 还要捆绑人,
and instead has the man thrown off into prison.
直至人还清了, 他才肯让人走,
until he can pay it all back.
使人家散人亡。 Well, 家散人亡, 家散, 散人亡,
until he can pay it all off.
So they can pay it off.
Yeah. So that
he can, so they can pay
so
it off.
So you can pay it off.
真系冇办法啦，系嘛？家散人亡，即系个家散咗。 When your family is scattered around, 人亡咗，灭亡咗。 So what does it mean? 家散人亡。
Everyone comes together.
Everything comes together. Oh, just. Oh, okay, then, wow. Give me a big hug. He has been waiting for me for a year or 2 years, maybe many of them don't understand. It's going to be slowly. The whole family is dead. Okay? Do you understand?
Yeah.
Don't think the whole family is dead. Okay? Okay, good. Back to the back. 18.
Chapter 18.
第31节,
Verse 31.
众同伴看见这个人欠1,000万的人得到释放之后，但人家欠他10两银子，看见他这样的作为，看见他所作的事，就为他甚忧愁。
When the other servants saw what had happened, and the man that owed 10,000 talents was free from his debt, but he threw the man that owed him only 100 denarii into jail, they were greatly distressed and went and told their master.
就去把呢件事情告訴佢個主人。
And told the master everything that had happened.
嗱，弟兄姊妹睇住啦。如果你冇饒恕人嘅時候，周圍嘅弟兄姊妹睇見你咁樣做，佢向神禱告嘅時候，話俾主聽，主就唔饒恕你啦。
See, if you don't forgive others and other people around you see this, they can report back to the Lord, and the Lord will not forgive you.
啊，可能你心諗。我好多 friend 嘅啫，我啲 friend 唔會出賣我嘅啫。
You might think that I have a lot of friends and they won't betray me,
right? 你話如果你嘅 friend、你嘅朋友冇出賣你，冇將你所做嘅惡事話俾主聽，你記住呢句説話喺呢個説話嘅旁邊，31節嘅旁邊，你寫低18:10。
If you think that none of your friends went and told the Lord, then you should write beside this verse, Matthew chapter 18, verse 10.
佢話：你要小心啊！點樣小心啊？唔好輕看這小主裏嘅一個。
Says, see that you do not look down on one of these little ones.
我告訴你們啊
，For I tell you，
佢哋嘅使者、佢哋嘅天使喺天上常見我天父嘅面。
For I tell you that their angels in heaven always see the face of my Father in heaven.
原來每一個信耶穌嘅人
，So that means that everyone that believes in Christ，
無論佢係有錢或者冇錢。
Even if he has money or no money,
無論佢係債主還是欠債嘅
even if he's has a debt or no debt,
lender or 或者 borrower,
lender or borrower,
無論你嘅家世係點樣，你有冇錢
no matter what your
只要你係信耶穌
as long as you believe in Christ,
你都有一個仆人嚟服侍你
you have an angel,
呢個仆人就係天使
you have an angel in heaven.
You have an angel as a servant to serve you.
Even angel as a servant to serve you in heaven.
每一個信耶穌嘅人
Everyone that believes in Christ
都有最低限度一個仆人
Has at least one servant.
隨身嘅仆人
A lifelong servant.
你知唔知道有錢嘅人啊？台灣有啲好多有錢嘅人
Do you know that there's a lot of rich people in
Taiwan? 佢派啲仔女去到美國讀書
Let's send their the children to the United States to study.
為個仔女買咗間屋
and buy a house for them.
買架車俾仔女
and a car.
仲有司機
with a chauffeur.
仲有隨從
and a
servant. 明白嗎？呢件真事嚟㗎。喺紐約啊，有一日嗰個妹妹同個哥哥講，佢話我呢家十二點鐘仲唔瞓覺啊，十二點鐘仲想食嘢啊，叫阿哥揸架 Benz 走去麥當勞買個 hamburger。個哥咧就揸架 Benz 走去麥當勞買 hamburger， 諗都諗唔到喺 highway 嘅時候有一架車係裝住嗰啲輪胎嘅，係跌咗落嚟，成個冚落佢哥哥度，佢哥哥即刻死亡。
This happened when a girl in New York came and told me that she was hungry at 12 at night and she was still up and she called her brother to go get her some McDonald's and her brother drove in a Mercedes Benz to pick up a sandwich for him.Unfortunately, when he's on his way, a tire falls off from a truck and it comes and hits him in the head and he dies.
有錢人會有隨從嚟服侍佢自己嘅兒女，啱啱啊？
Rich people have a servant to serve them.
我個天父係個有錢嘅人。
Our Lord is rich.
每一個信耶穌嘅人
and everyone that believes in him.
都有一個天使。
Has an angel
来服侍你
to serve you.
而这个天使呢
and this angel
会时时将你的需要带到去父神面前
will always come before the Lord and bring your request
因为这个天使会常常见主的面
because this angel always sees the face
将你的需要告诉父神
and sees and brings your request towards him.
如果你的朋友不会出卖你不会将你的需要告诉神但是他的天使这个小子的天使会将你亏待这个小子的事情告诉什么话俾天父听，明白吗
？Even though your friends may not tell the Lord, your friends' servants, who are angels in heaven, will tell the Lord because they always see him.
所以第32节，于是咧，主人就叫呢个欠咗1,000,000 银子，后来得着赦免、得着释放、得着饶恕嘅人，翻翻去佢嘅面前。
So then the master calls back the servant that had been freed from his 10,000 talent loan.
就对佢讲
，and says to him.
你这恶奴才
You wicked servant.
圈住呢個惡奴才。
Circle a wicked servant.
惡奴才係點樣啊？按照第七個嘅天國比喻。
What is a wicked servant according to the parable number 7?
天使要出嚟，從義人中把惡人分別出嚟。第十節啊，第四十九節。
In a parable 7, Matthew chapter 13, verse 49, it says, the angels will come and separate the wicked from the righteous.
因為呢個係惡奴才。
Because this is a wicked servant.
點樣惡啊？
How is he wicked?
唔係佢欠主，而主話佢惡。
Not because he owed a debt to the Lord that he says he is wicked.
乃係佢欠人，乃係佢欠主，得咗赦免之後，佢唔肯饒恕人，咁樣惡，唔係因為佢犯咗罪而惡。
It's not because he committed a sin toward the Lord that it makes him wicked, but it's because when the Lord forgave him, he did not forgive others.
呢樣嘢係惡。
This is the thing that is wicked.
所以主就同佢講：你這惡奴才，你央求我，我就把你所欠嘅債免啦。
And he says to him, I canceled all that debt of yours because you begged me to.
33節
Verse 33.
你唔應當憐恤你嘅同伴嗎？
Shouldn't you have had mercy on your fellow servant just as I had on you?
你唔應當憐恤佢好似我憐恤你嗎？
Shouldn't you have had mercy on your fellow servant just as I had mercy on you?
所以你記住啊。
So remember.
喺呢個以弗所書第四章32節嘅旁邊啊。
In Ephesians chapter 4 verse 32.
32節旁邊寫俾馬太福音18章32節啦。
Write down Matthew chapter 18 verse 32.
原來一個唔肯饒恕嘅，你係主同佢講話呢個係個惡奴才嚟噶。
A man that doesn't forgive others is a wicked servant in the Lord's eyes.
雖然蒙咗饒恕，但係仍然話佢係惡奴才啊。
Even though he cancels his debt, he is still a wicked servant.
然後主就對佢講。
And the Lord says to him,
你我把你所欠嘅债都免咗啦，点解你唔去免人嘅债咧
？I cancel all the debt of yours because you begged me to, but how come you didn't cancel the debt of others？
写埋33节，你唔应当怜恤你嘅同伴吗
？Shouldn't you have had mercy on your fellow servant？
像我怜恤你吗
？Just as I had mercy on you。
34节
，Verse 34。
主就大怒，嗱停喺度咯。
He gets angry。
乜嘢使到主大怒咧
？And what makes the Lord angry？
唔係我哋欠佢個債，使到主大怒。
Not the debt that we owe him makes him angry.
只要我哋喺佢面前俯伏嚟拜佢。
As long as we humble ourselves and beg before him.
求佢寬容。
Ask for his mercy.
佢就寬容我哋。
And forgiveness, and he will forgive us.
咁究竟乜嘢使到主大怒啦
？So then, what makes this master, our Lord, angry?
就係因為佢唔肯憐恤佢個同伴，好似主憐恤佢。
What makes the Master and our Lord angry is because when we don't forgive others as the Lord has forgiven us.
主向佢大怒嘅時候就把咩啊？把佢交俾掌刑嘅。
And so when the Master is angry, he turns his servant over to the jailers.
等佢還清佢所欠嘅一千萬銀子。
To be tortured until he could pay back all that he owed.
佢好慘啊！停喺度。
Stop here.
我哋欠主幾多啊
？How much do we owe the Lord？
Joyce, 欠主幾多啊 ？A lot. 主欠我哋有幾多啊
？How much does the Lord owe us?
主欠我哋幾多啊？主有冇欠我哋啊
？Does the Lord owe us anything? No.
人哋欠我哋嘅，同我哋欠主嘅嚟比較。
The debts that others owe us compared to the debt that we owe our Lord.
可唔可以比較啊
？Is there a comparison？
邊個多啲啊
？Which one is more？
我哋欠主好多係嘛
？We owe the Lord much more。
人哋欠我哋係冇少啊
？Others owe us very little。
係咪啊 ？Linda 明唔明我講什麼東西啊 ？Do you understand what I'm trying to say？ 如果人哋得罪你
，If someone sins against you，
求你饒恕。
Ask for your forgiveness.
Lena, 你會唔會饒恕
？Would you forgive them?
敢唔敢唔饒恕
？Would you dare not forgive them?
敢唔敢啊？求神幫助我哋記得呢個嘅比喻。
We should pray so that that we can remember this.
唔好使到主人大怒。
So that we don't become arrogant.
唔好讓主人叫我哋還清我哋嘅債。
And not have our master make us repay our debt.
所以马太福音第五章第七节讲得好清楚。
That's why Matthew chapter 5 verse 7 says it very clearly.
连恤人嘅人有福了。
Those that forgive others are blessed.
连恤睇个screen嗰度。
Blessed are the merciful.
连恤人嘅人有福了。
People that are merciful are blessed.
因为佢哋必蒙连恤。
For they shall receive mercy.
呢个人唔肯连恤人有祸了。
This servant that didn't show mercy is now in trouble.
因为他不会蒙连恤,
because he shall not be shown mercy.
主向他大怒, 主向他大怒啊, 发怒啊,
so, the Lord is angry with him,
叫他还清了他欠的债,
and tells him to pay back all that he owes.
所以结束的时候, 35节,
so in the conclusion, verse 35,
你们各人,
it says,
若果不以心里, 不从心里, 饶恕你的弟兄, 我的天父也要这样来待你们。
Verse 35, this is how my heavenly Father will treat each of you unless you forgive your brother from your heart.
好了,我做一个总结。
In conclusion,
我们学到什么?
What have we learned?
主对我们的要求,
God's requirement for us
你要饶恕人,
is to forgive others
好像天父饶恕你一样,
as God has forgiven us.
表面上,好像你的要求, 好像有选择, 你可以不饶恕, 但再看清楚, 有没有选择? 没有选择。
On the superficial level, it seems like that we have a choice, but as we study this more carefully, we don't have a choice.
第二,
secondly,
如果主要求我饶恕人, 好像天父饶恕, 天父一定会饶恕我。
If the Lord requests that we forgive others and we forgive others, then the Lord will forgive us.
他在强盗的身上做了给我看。
He has already showed us this when he was on the cross.
但有一个条件。
But there's one requirement.
我何时肯饶恕人的时候,
whenever we forgive others,
天父何时乐意饶恕我们?
The Lord will also forgive us.
我一不肯饶恕人的时候,
once we do not forgive others,
他就大怒,
he will become angry,
他就不饶恕我,
and he won't forgive us.
我记得这些话的时候,
when you remember this,
我怎敢不饶恕人啊?
Why would you not want to forgive others?
Loretta, 我觉得对不对?
Does that make sense?
是不是圣经这样的记载啊? 主要求我的, 他自己做给我看。
Whatever God requested for us, he does, he performs it.
他叫基督徒,
he tells his disciples,
不单从他身上得着救恩,
that not only if you are saved,
得着饶恕,
and have forgiveness,
得着赦免,
and merciful,
他还叫基督徒, 效法他的脚踪, 效法他的榜样,
he tells his disciples to be like him.
你说我不肯背十字架, 我不肯效法他, 我不肯饶恕人, 收场是怎样啊?
If you say that you're not going to take up the cross and not forgive others and show others mercy, then what is your end result? You will be sent to the furnace, to hell.
天使会将义人和恶人分出来, 将义的、好的、饶恕人的、怜悯人的, 怎样啊? 收在器皿里面, 将不饶恕人的丢在火里面焚烧, 明明我说什么东西啊?
At the end, the angels will come down and separate the good people from the bad, and the goods that forgive others are kept in the containers, and the bad fish that don't forgive others are sent into hell.
我再说一次,
I'll say this one more time.
圣经的救恩不单只是耶稣救我,
to be saved in the Bible, it's not only if the Lord saves you.
耶稣要使用我们去救其他人。
Lord, the Lord wants us to save others as well.
圣经的教导不单只是耶稣爱我,
the Bible not only says that the Lord loves us,
是叫我爱其他人,
but that we should love others as well.
圣经教导不单只是他饶恕我,
the Lord doesn't, or the Bible doesn't just say that the Lord forgives us,
是要求我饶恕人,
but we should forgive others as well.
不单只接受他的救恩, 白白接受救恩,
not only to receive his word,
还要效法他的榜样,
but to also understand it and act it out.
我不肯做的时候,
if you don't do this,
我一个恶奴才,
you become the wicked servant,
主会发怒,
and the Lord will become angry.
应该怎样求法?
And when he's angry, what should you do?
你说主啊, 原来这么严重, 你帮助我能够做得到, 明白吗?
You should say, Lord, forgive me and have patience.
啊, 你明白这个就行了。
As long as you understand this, though, it's good.
我们低头祈祷。
Let us pray.
亲爱的天父,
dear Heavenly Father,
求你施恩,
pray that you have my mercy,
求你怜悯我们,
and have mercy on us.
求你将你的说话,
pray that your word
收藏在我们的内心里面,
is embedded in our heart,
免得我们得罪你,
just in case we sin against you.
很多时候我们没有将这个说话藏在心里面的时候,
A lot of times when we don't keep this word in our heart,
我得罪你,
when we sin against you,
使你发怒,
and cause you to become angry,
自己做了恶奴才,
and we become wicked servants without even knowing,
行这条路, 死路,
and we walk this a path of destruction we don't even know,
主啊,求你饶恕我们,
we ask for your forgiveness, Lord,
好像诗人所说,
just like in the word as it says,
求你将你的话,
we ask that your word
藏在我们的心里面,
is embedded in our heart,
免得我们得罪你,
in case we sin against you.
求你洁净你的仆人,
we pray that you use us
帮助我们,
to help us
能够听了道,
once we listen to your scripture
再行道,
that we act accordingly
得了你的饶恕,
and we have your forgiveness
就去饶恕人,
we should forgive others
得了你的怜恤,
and your mercy
就去怜恤人,
be merciful towards
是我们没有选择的,
others. We have no choice in
因为这是天堂地狱的道理,
this. Because this is the difference between going to heaven and going to hell.
这是生死的道理,
this is the difference between death and eternal life.
我们不想落地狱,
we don't want to go to hell.
我们想上天堂,
we want to go to heaven.
你怎么怜恤我们,
just as you've forgiven us,
你帮助我们,
please help us
怜恤我们的同胞,
to forgive our brothers and sisters.
帮助我们,
to help us
使用我们,
use us
施恩给我们,
and to fill us with your word and spirit.
奉耶稣基督圣名而求。
In Jesus' name,
Amen.
Amen.